So I found a small cabin in the woods, huh? Just like a little tiny, tiny house style cabin. Full of books, looks like from the windshield, and it's cold out. And I'm in the wilderness apparently, because I don't know, in that picture, it doesn't look that cold or wildernessy. Because it looks like I can see a farm or something in the distance. And there's like a little like cow pond and stuff. I don't know, maybe it's not a farm, maybe it's like a church or something. And this is like, like just 3 miles from the city. And my town is like that. Like there are parts of it that almost look like a city, but like you drive for like 5 to 10 minutes and you're in the middle of like absolute nowhere and there's nothing. But I can imagine a pretty cold, unforgiving wasteland. Actually, that sounds really good right now. Like just like snow and forests everywhere, as far as the eye can see. Well, I'm not just gonna go right into the mysterious, well-lit, obviously curated to my interests cabin in the woods in the middle of the wasteland that I'm for some reason lost in because I read fairy tales. So I'm not gonna look in the windows other than what I can see just from the picture. And I'm going to politely knock at the door and not necessarily trust whoever answers it. I'm not going to give them my real name. Because they might be like they might be going to make me into gingerbread. But it does look pretty cozy. There's like the little shelf full of books, and I bet everything is really clean. Like whenever I see those tiny little houses, like on television and stuff. Or like I don't really watch television, so mostly I see them in like magazines and blogs and stuff. And people, it always seems like people must be so like naturally tidy, and they must own like. Well, I have a bowl, and I have a bowl for when guests come over, and I have 3 forks. I don't know why I have 3, but that seems to be the right number, not 4, which you'd think would be better. But I never really have more than 2 guests. And I have, like stuff like that. They get rid of absolutely everything that they don't need. I don't know if I have the discipline to be like that. But like even like a small pile of like 3 pieces of clothing, like if you didn't like pick them up and wash them immediately, would be a huge deal in a place like that. But yeah, I will enter the cabin and hopefully the inhabitants are nice. If there is no one in the cabin to let me in, I'm not going to go in, even if I find a mysterious note that says that I can come in and make myself at home. Or if I do, I will be sure to obey the prohibition in the mysterious note against picking the flowers or drinking the wine or whatever it is. You may enter and use anything that you like in the cabin and live here for as long as you like, but you must never speak. Hopefully that's not it, because I would be doomed. But yeah. Hopefully whoever lives there is really nice. And they read a lot, so we probably have at least one thing to talk about. It's always nice to be inside when it's like weather out. There's something really comfy about that. And hopefully whoever it is doesn't try to make me like, please make soup out of these 3 grains of rice or something. I'm not up for that today. I find it weird that they have like a tiny little box hedge around their tiny little house. It makes it look even like tinier and not in a good way. Like, I feel like they should get rid of the tiny little box hedge and instead, like, come out like kitty corner from the house about 4 feet and plant like a lavender bush or something. Lilac, that's what I'm thinking of, not lavender, sorry. But yeah, if they had like a lilac bush there or something, that would be nicer. The little planter is cute though. I'm really overthinking this, sorry.